Hey, welcome to the podcast, Super Sports Mom. You are in the right place. I have you covered here. My name is Pearl. I started this podcast with the reason of supporting the super sports moms in the world and learning from them as well. So Eat This for Performance, which is my nutrition company, is sponsoring this podcast as nutrition is definitely a hot topic in the super sports mom world. And in fact, it's the first place we're going to go because I'm going to bring in my co-author, my incredible co-author, Margot, and she's going to share with me some of her greatest experiences being a super sports mom. And let me tell you, she has four kids that are grown and went through all sports. She has some great intel for us. So let's dive in. If you have your own sports momming questions, because you are so super and probably have tons and probably have experience as well, please reach out to the podcast. We could either have you on the podcast or we can grab your questions and ask them to the next super sports mom. So do get involved in this community, share, and I'm so glad you stopped by to listen. Are you looking for support and insights into the world of sports for your young athlete? Welcome to the Super Sports Mom Podcast, a place for all moms of tiny and mighty athletes who are elite or simply playing to play. This is your place to share, learn, and laugh. I'm a sports dietitian, ex-elite athlete, and newbie sports mom, inviting you to adventure with me together. Hi, my name is Pearl Nirenberg. I am a sports dietitian, the founder of Eat This for Performance. I'm a mom myself of two little ones, and I'm on a journey to uncover what I should be teaching them about sports momming, about being a super sports mom. So I am honored to be in the presence of none other than Margot Lacoste. She is the co-author with me on the book Eat This for Performance in Hockey. So it's been an ongoing interview and partnership that we've had over several years where I've gotten to know so many little interesting stories, so much great insight into the world of being a sports mom that I'm going to be able to use with my kids. And today we're delving in even deeper because I know I'm going to learn some stories that I didn't know before. And Margot is here with a ton of background. My goodness, she was a dietitian previously before we met, and then she moved on to become a mom of four incredible athletic kids, and so has done every imaginable probably scenario you can think of as a sports mom. So we're gonna learn about Margot and welcome her, and we're gonna learn a few things about what it takes to be a super sports mom.
Well, thanks for having me, Pearl, and thanks for that introduction. So I'm very happy to be here, and I'm happy that you think I'm a super sports mom. I certainly have a lot of experience over the years with my four kids. They've played soccer and hockey at many levels, AA, AAA, university levels. I've been able to watch them and support them the best I can over the years. I myself play hockey and soccer. I still play hockey and soccer.
Nice.
And, yes, I enjoy it. I'm not at the level. It's rec level, but it's still amazing and fun. So I'm still supporting two of the kids that are still playing competitive soccer and hockey. And I'm enjoying it very much.
So let's delve into these important tidbits that I want the listeners to know. And it's going to start with those situations that you've been in where something crazy has happened, or I just want to know, has there been a story where you just, you're cringing? I can almost see you cringing as you're thinking about it. What can you share there?
Well, especially when the kids were young, I was always trying to teach them how they should be eating in order to perform well in their sport. And they understood the importance of it because they could see it and feel it, and they understood it, but they would see their friends and they would see other people would be eating things or doing things that was contrary to what I had taught them. And as a retired dietitian, as a mom, you have certain filters, and you don't go out and criticize people and tell them, well, you shouldn't eat this, or you try to be a little more diplomatic. But there were situations where when my kids were younger, they would come straight out and tell parents that what their child was eating was really bad for them, and why were they giving it to them? And the parent would look at me like somehow I slapped them in the face. And
I feel like that's in my future. So how do you handle that?
Well, once the initial color comes out of my face, I tell the person that, you know, that there's many different ways of eating for performance, and you do apologize a bit for your child's bluntness, but it's good also another way to get the message across that maybe what they're doing is not the right way to eat for performance. But it wouldn't be the way that I would have gotten the message across. But it was a little too blunt. But, you know, it's good to get that message across.
I'm just, like, picturing it now. I can see myself in that situation. My daughter already says she wants to be a dietitian.
Oh, cool.
I already knows what has sugar in it, everything. So it's that that moment that's going to come, like, where I can see that she's basically educating the adults and the other kids. And, it's the handling of... How do you explain how to deliver the message? Like, how should we be delivering the message? How do people want to receive the message?
It's eating is very personal. And some people take criticisms to what they're feeding their children very personally. So it has to be handled with tact and diplomacy, which a child doesn't have, which is normal. A child shouldn't be expected to have that. So it's like you said, it's in your future, Pearl. Your daughter will
probably be this. So in that way, like, I mean, just to delve in a little bit deeper on the message and the messaging and delivering that message, if we're not ready as adults to hear the message or to hear that we could be doing better for our kids, or we feel that it's hard, are there ways that you would wish that people would receive that message? Like, in other ways, maybe not bluntly through the kids, but like, what would be, then this is like a little on a tangent, but in that situation, where should there have been support for those parents?
It's hard. In the past, it was very hard to, for there wasn't a lot of support for those parents. What I found with all the times that I was a parent on a hockey team or of a child on a hockey team or a soccer team, because they knew I was a dietitian and they saw my kids have energy and being able to play well till the end of the game, and they saw them eating certain things after the game to refuel, to rebuild those muscles, they would ask questions. And I think that's the best way to learn, is to look at someone that does have the expertise and ask questions. And if you see that there's success, if they saw, like, they would see my son's success on the ice, and then they would ask me, well, what do you feed him? Like, he's so energetic. And that's the greatest time, because it's the door is open. They want to learn, they want to understand, and that's a great time to be teaching. A time not to be teaching, just to give you another specific example, it was a playoff game, and my daughter knows how she should be eating and how her teammates should be eating. And she came out of the dressing room just before the game started, and she was very upset. And she said that one of the players on her team complained to her mother. She sent her a text from the dressing room saying she was hungry, and the mother brought her a poutine.
Mm-hmm.
Into the dressing room.
So for those who don't know what a poutine is, it's a like local Quebec dish. It's French fries, greasy French fries with a layer of greasy sauce with a layer of greasy cheese.
Oh my goodness. My daughter was very upset. And you see, that's not the time.
So your daughter was upset for the other kid eating that, because that was going to hurt her team.
That was going to hurt her team. She knew that was going to affect her performance.
Mm.
And so she was very upset.
Wow.
But, you know, at that point, there's nothing I could say, nothing I could do, because the moment had passed. But just to show you that even at a certain level, parents who should know better don't necessarily know better. And you know, the mother, when she was asked about it afterwards, she says, well, she was hungry, I had to bring her something. But and she was stuck with whatever was in the concession stand in the arena, and there's not always a great choice, but there's plenty of choices that are better than poutines.
Yeah.
So she...
It's interesting. I wonder what was going through her mind, like, you know, in terms of... But it, so when you talk about, like, performance eating, like, the performance eating isn't always at the top of the mind of the parent of the athlete. And so it's that... that idea that there are some other influences or some of the ideas that are coming first. Like, is my daughter going to like this? Is she going to be happy? Am I going to please her? Versus, is this going to be good for her in the result that she wants or that her team wants? And so it's that the thought pattern that we could have been inside that mind would be interesting to know.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. And it honestly, it did play out on the ice. It did. You could... You know, you when you've had something just before you get on the ice, and it has a lot of fat, it doesn't get digested very well, and you feel it. It's like
a no one's immune, right? It's biology. It's like you can't assimilate everything instantly, even if you feel like you're superhuman. So we know that, right, with our nutrition background.
For sure.
So tell me about that success piece. You were starting to talk about, you know, being like part of that success. Part of it was you fueling your kids super well. Was there something that comes to mind that just like lights you up that you remember like, I was definitely, that was so my influence, like 100%.
Well, there was a, my son's hockey team 1 year, they went to the provincials and the coach was very sensitive to the importance of nutrition. He also saw how my son was on the ice, how energetic. And at the beginning of the season, he asked me, and he asked me to share with the parents. I presented a few things to the parents. I handed some things out. They would ask me questions. It was a great year. They were very open. And they went all the way to the provincials. But there was problems with the scheduling, and so the game that they were supposed to play at a certain time was delayed by an hour and a half. And so the coach asked me, what should we do? Because we had planned for the game to start at a certain time.
Right. And that just throws the whole like eating schedule off.
It does. Yeah. It does. And you can't just eat just anything before a game. So he asked me, and it was an away tournament. So the manager and I went to the local food store and we bought some easy to digest foods and brought them back to the dressing room so that we could fuel these boys and have them ready. Let me tell you, they played great. They played great, and they won that game in, I think it was double overtime, and they still had the juice, and you could see the other team was barely able to stand up. And so that was one of my triumphs.
Definitely, definitely. And so nice to like bring in, that you were brought in that situation, that the coaches reached out to you and really brought you in as like an important piece of the puzzle, because it is a team effort. Like, that's a team sport, hockey.
For sure. It was very gratifying, and we were all so happy. And what it really takes is a motivated coach. If the coach doesn't buy in, then it's very hard to get the parents to buy in. You know, everybody has to be motivated, and they need to see for themselves how well it works. Mm-hmm. And it does work well, so...
Yeah, when you're talking about performance eating, for sure. I mean, there's some good science to back that up too. Like, we are talking about when you look at somebody who's had a like balanced meal with enough energy in it versus the person who doesn't, they literally aren't able to go as long and as hard. And we can like document that, like elite performance athletes who could motor through anything, you can prove it. And so it's harder to prove in a sport like hockey because there's a lot of play with hockey. There's a lot of wiggle room where you see like the players are, you know, getting played different ways based on their size, based on their technique and their skill level. So it's harder to prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt that eating for performance like makes this huge difference. But it's like you could see it as a parent. That's amazing. I've just recently heard some stories about my young athletes like seeing that big jump in energy level. And I guess, do you think as a mom, as a parent of a young athlete, that you're the one who's going to notice that the most, maybe even before your athlete even notices it?
It's I think you both do. I think you both do. But I think as a mom, you know your kids so well, and you would see the difference for sure.
That's what strikes me. Is like, what, you know, if we could just run an experiment where moms were the ones in charge, we could probably get a lot more done here.
You know what I find? That some of the resistance I would come up against, over the years is that some parents whose children were very skilled hockey players, they would shut their minds to advice about nutrition because they felt that, well, my son plays or my daughter plays really well now, so whatever we're doing works. Mm-hmm. And I think that
whatever we're doing works for what though?
I know, but your son or daughter could be highly skilled and they could be getting by on their skill and their talent alone. But if you throw nutrition in there, if you optimize nutrition, you know, you'd be amazed on how much better they can do. And that's the problem. Sometimes they don't understand that just because their child plays really well doesn't mean they can't play a lot better. If mm-hmm. they would just pay more attention mm-hmm. to the nutrition mm-hmm. aspect of the performance.
So that's been your big gift to your kids for sure. That's what comes across. Is this core, like, you know, you brought them the education, they took it on themselves. They literally were teaching other kids and parents.
Yes.
And then they lived the results. And so that's what a gift. Any words of wisdom for parents of young kids like myself or kids, you know, that are going through it? Any words of wisdom, if you could, you know, do this well or focus on this area, that you would give them that one piece?
Oh, that one. I have to pick one, huh?
We could go on for an hour.
I think it's what's important is to get the kids involved, to have them own it, because, you know, when they're very young, you can control quite a bit what they eat, because you're the one that buys the food and you're the one that tells them what they need to eat. You prepare it, it's in front of them. But you need to teach them when they're young, when they're still under your umbrella, what's the right way, because at a certain point, they're going to be leaving, going to the convenience store, going to the store with their friends, and they're going to have their own pocket money. They'll have a little bit more control over what they eat. And they need to have that knowledge in the back of their minds as to what they need to do to be healthy, and to, if they're athletes, how they need to perform. And so when they're at school, they also need to know, I have a practice after school, so I need to eat this, I need to snack that. And they need to get, as they get older, they need to be more proactive. So I think what I would say to parents is to teach your kids so that once they have more control over their lives and they make more choices for themselves, that they have the tools to make the right choices mm-hmm. and to fuel themselves properly, because it's not just performance, it's also health, it's also to be healthy, and that's something that's lifelong.
Yeah. So give them the tools to perform today so that they can have a lifetime of performance and health.
Well said, Pearl. Thank you. Yes.
that was what I got out of that. So amazing stuff, Margot. I really think, you know, we're going to continue to learn a lot from you, because Margot is on the team at Eat This for Performance. So you can pop over to Eat This for Performance and check out what's going on with sports nutrition. This company is sponsoring the Super Sports Moms podcast. So you will hear a lot of background about nutrition, how nutrition weaves through everything that we do as super sports moms and everything that the athlete's doing, because nutrition is fundamentally at the base of it. So great to have you again, and we'll look forward to hearing more words of wisdom from you in the future.
Thank you, Pearl. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Super Sports Mom podcast, where my wish is that you feel more empowered than ever to support your young athlete. If you enjoy what you heard, I invite you to review the podcast, share it, and jump over to the podcast page, bit.ly/supersportsmom, where we keep upping our game as super moms and moms of super kids. Until next time.